good to look at who wrote it, who he's writing to, and why is he writing it.
就是我们每次读经的时候呢，如果我们能够知道它是谁写的，是写给谁的，那是比较，就是是挺重要的。
This is James, a brother of Jesus.
那这是就是在主耶稣基督里的约翰弟兄写的。
This is one of the earliest.
是雅各弟兄写的。
This is one of the earliest letters that's in the New Testament.
那这个是就是新约里比较早的书信。
And he's writing to Christians who used to be Jewish.
那他的写的主要是曾经以前是就是犹太人的基督徒。
And because they used to be Jewish and they used to live in Israel, and when they became Christian, they had to leave their homes. They were kicked out by their neighbors.
因为他们是犹太人，但是他们成了基督徒，所以当时呢，他们就是被他们原来所接受的犹太社区所排斥的，所以他们是独自居住的。
So these Christians that are reading this letter are feeling like they live in a land that's foreign. People around them don't like them.
所以这些读这些书信的基督徒们呢，这些弟兄姊妹，他们读的时候，他们认为他们所住的地方，他们像就是外国人，然后也不被周遭的人所接纳。
They had to leave a lot of what they own behind at home.
然后他们把他们原来所有的很多东西都留在了家乡。
The very things that they had, because they were bullied by the foreign country and their neighbors, even that was being taken away from them.
然后因为他们又被他们所住的地方的这些外国的就是所居住地的这些人呢，当地的人又排斥他们，但他们觉得在当地所有的东西也被剥夺了。
And so now, at this moment, they feel very discouraged. They go, why? Why is God doing this to us?
那所以这当时呢，这些基督徒都非常的沮丧，因为他们觉得为什么这样会发生这样的事情呢？为什么神会允许这样的事情发生在我们身上？
Why does God, if God cares about me, why is this happening?
而如果神真的是关心我的话，为什么这所有的一切会发生呢？
And as they begin to get a little bit bitter,
所以他们心中就有了苦毒。
Sometimes in church, they're having some conflict between the rich and poor.
所以有的时候呢，就是在教会里面，这些穷人和富人之间就有了一些就是有一些冲突。
And then there's people that are saying, you know what? I give up. I don't want to believe in God anymore.
那然后中间也有这些人说，哎呀，算了，我放弃了，我不愿意继续信主了。
And so James, that's why his letter is so applicable, because he's speaking directly into their lives and to apply God's truth so that they will not give up in their faith.
所以呢，雅各的这份书信呢，就是对当时的弟兄姊妹、当时的教会情形来说是非常的实用的。他们可以把雅各所给他们写的这些原则呢，应用到他们的日常生活中来。
And so that's the letter of James. And now specifically here, he asks the question of what good is faith without works?
那所以呢，那雅各就在这里问了一个特别实用的具体的问题，就是说，如果没有行为的信心有什么好处呢？
And he's not asking because he doesn't know.
他问这个问题并不是说他不知道答案。
He's asking to make them remember that there is nothing, there's nothing good about a faith without works.
他这样问的时候呢，就是要让大家记住，就是说没有行为的信心没有好处。
And so he talks about spiritual negligence in the form of works.
所以他就让大家能够看到所出现的问题，就是说这个在灵里的无知，就是没有行为，就是在灵里的一些忽视。
And so we're going to look at three points. And the first point is, fruitless faith is a mark of spiritual deadness.
所以呢，他就让我们看了三个问题。第一个问题就是不结果子的信心是灵命死亡的标志。
And then we're going to look at one fruit, specific, one area, which is, the second point is, why is charity so hard?
那然后呢，又看第二个问题，就是说为什么施舍呢，做起来是如此的困难。
And then lastly, we're going to talk about fruitless faith and the gospel.
那然后最后我们就会谈论，就是说，就是不结果子的信心与信，与福音。
And so, why does James start off with fruitless faith as a mark of spiritual deadness?
为什么这个雅各要从不结果子的信心是灵命死亡的标志为出发点呢？
Because all these people are asking questions about why is God doing this and why is God letting this happen and why doesn't God change things in my life?
就是因为当时人们就是弟兄姊妹不停地问的问题，就是说为什么神让这样的事情发生，为什么神要这样啊、就是在不停地问这样的问题。
And James's response is, if you don't have God's spirit living in you, if you don't have a living spirit, me telling you about God, you won't understand.
那雅各在这里说，说如果你没有神的活灵在你里面的话，那我所讲的这些事情你是不会理解的。
So James actually asks a more important question. He's asking, are you spiritually alive?
那所以雅各问了一个更重要的问题，就是说在灵里你是不是活着的。
Now we're going to hit pause for a second, and we have the entire New Testament. So some of us may be sitting here, and we've read Paul. We've read what Paul has said.
就是因为我们有整本的圣经，那新约有很多的内容。那我们坐在这里，有些弟兄姊妹可能就想到了说，哎，就想到了保罗。
And in Romans and in Ephesians, Paul talks about we're saved by faith alone.
那因为在那里，保罗在罗马书在以弗所书里，他所谈论的就是说。我们得救就是单凭信心的。
Does that mean that Paul and James are disagreeing with each other?
那难道说保罗和雅各在这里所谈论的是有冲突吗？
It seems like there's a contradiction. Paul seems to say that faith alone saves, and James is seeming to say that you have to have works.
就是说好像在表面上看呢，保罗在这里说我们得救是单凭信心的，但是雅各又在这里说哦，我们要有好的行为。
This is very, very important. It's an important question.
这个非常的重要，这也是非常重要的问题。
But when you look at the author and you take a look at the audience, actually there's no disagreement at all.
但是如果你看了作者，而且你也看到听众的话，你就会发现这里没有冲突。
James is writing to Jewish Christians who are out and being pushed out of their land and they're suffering.
那雅各在这里，他的听众是说。是犹太人的基督徒，他们被紧离乡，然后在他们所住的地方又被排斥。
They are on, thank you. They are on the edge of giving up on the faith.
那他们呢是在放弃他们信仰的边缘。
Paul's audience is very, very different. These are very deeply religious people, powerful people.
然而呢？保罗所面对的听众是完全不同的，他们是在灵里非常就是知道很多旧约的真理的。
They are actually doing a lot of the works.
这些人呢，他们有很多的好行为。
But their works are almost faithless because they're trusting in their own ability.
然后这些人的好行为几乎是没有信心的，因为他们相信能够靠着自己的好行为来得救的。
Paul is saying to the people who say, look at all these things that I've done. I am a good person because of what I've done.
就是保罗所面对的听众是说，你看我做了这么多的好事，你看我是个好人，我相信我自己的努力。
These people have a problem with faith because they've put their faith in themselves.
然后这些人其实他们是在信心上是有问题的，因为他们只相信自己。
And so Paul is warning them to put your faith in God.
所以保罗在这里就提醒他们，警告他们说，你要把信心放在神身上。
Both of these groups need faith in God, but they need to be approached and challenged in different ways.
那这两组人其实他们都需要在神里面建立他们的信心，但是呢，对他们的看问题的出发点和角度是不同的。
Paul is saying that before you are saved, your faith comes, and God gives you faith to save you.
那保罗所要说的是说，在你得救以前，你是你的信心是从神而来的，你要靠信心来得救。
And not to trust on your works.
你不能靠自己的来相信自己的好行为。
But Paul later on talks about people who are saved demonstrate works through fruit.
那后来保罗也有说，就是说你得救以后，你要用你所结的果子来证明你是得救的。
There is no saving faith without fruit.
所以就是说，如果没有结果子。那就没有这个得救的信心。
Just like we say, let's say I took a rock and a seed and I planted both of them.
那就比如说吧，有一个人，他拿了一个石头，也拿了一个种子，他把石头和种子都种在了土里。
And I water both of them.
然后我给这两个都浇水。
I make sure that it gets lots of sunlight and warmth.
然后我也让他们都有足够的阳光，也给他们有这种虫子，就是松土。
Let's say I even want to make sure that they're really good, so I go there every day and I talk to both of them.
而且呢，我是个很好的园丁，我每天还到那儿去跟这个种子和石头讲话。
The seed will grow. We all know the seed will grow because there's a life power in that seed.
就我们都知道，最后呢，这个种子是会生长发芽的，因为这个种子里面有生命。
Life will never come out of that rock.
然而，这个永远这个石头是没有办法发芽的。
And that is exactly what James is talking about.
所以在这里就是其实是保罗就是要说的事情。
James jumps on and he wants to talk about this. This is the exact thing that James wants to talk about.
那所以这个就是雅各想要谈论的问题。
Fruitless faith is a dysfunction of our life.
所以就是说，你没有不结果子的信心呢，是我们就是我们的这个生命就是。功能不齐全。
It is a sign. Fruit is a sign of new life.
然而呢，就是结果子是一个有生命的一个迹象。
And so, before we leave this passage of this section right here, what we're saying is that James is saying, you, when you have a tree bears fruit.
那雅各在这里说的是，你就说，如果你是一个果树的话。
Because they need to hear that they are not bearing fruit, and they need to think about what is their real spiritual life inside it.
所以他们需要所听到的就是说，如果你这棵树不结果子，那你这个你就要回头看看生命是怎么回事。
And Paul has a different kind of problem. Is that everyone has trees, but they're stapling fruit onto the trees.
那然后保罗所面临的问题是不同的，因为就是说。这些人就是有好的树，但是他们就把果子钉在上面。
It's not really growing.
然后呢，这些树都不长的。
Okay, so then now we're going to talk about like the reality of spiritual fruit is inevitable.
然后就是说，让我们现在想要谈的就是一个事实哈，就是说，如果你是一棵好树的话。你结果子是就是无可避免的一个结果。
And James in his letter talks about how living faith has just natural marks of life, energy, vitality, sensitivity, awareness, strength.
那雅各呢在这里讲要说的是就是说你如果有活的信心的话呢那你就一定有生命的征兆比如说像能量啊活力灵敏度意识还有力量。
Actually, James isn't alone in talking about this. The Apostle John in 1 John chapter 3 talks about if anyone sees his brother in need and closes his heart against his brother, is God's love inside of him? No. And so let us not only love in word and deed, word or talk, but also in deed and truth.
不仅仅是雅各看到了这个问题，那其他的信徒像约翰也看到，约翰一书三章里面就讲到，就是说。如果你看到了你的弟兄有需要，那如果你不做任何的事情，你关注了你的爱心，然后那神的爱怎么会在你里面呢？那要让我们就是说，不只是在嘴上谈论爱，而是要用让我们在真理里有爱的行为。
And this actually brings the focus even sharper.
而且呢，这样就让我们的这个注意力就更加的尖锐。
James is targeting, and John is targeting also. Is a person who actually knows what the right thing to do is, and they actually say the right things, but they don't do it.
那我们今天就看到，就是雅各和约翰，所看到的问题呢，就是说这些人是已经知道什么是真理，他们嘴上也谈论真理，但是他们却不按真理去行。
And so there's a pastor who made this, who gave this illustration.
那有一个牧师呢，就讲了这样的一个故事。
He says, there's this one believer who comes to church.
然后有一个信徒呢，他到教会来。
He's not dressed very well, looks like there's holes in their clothes, and just sitting in the back quietly. Because they know they're ashamed, they're afraid they'll get kicked out, so they're just quietly sitting in the back.
那就是来了一个弟兄呢，他穿的也不是很好，衣服上也有破洞，然后他自己也觉得挺不好意思的，他也怕被赶出去，所以就他就坐在后排角落里。
And then you're dressed well, you had a full breakfast, you feel warm and comfortable, and you come into the church.
然后你呢，穿得漂漂亮亮的，也吃得很饱，也觉得很满足，然后你也来了教会。
And you see this person.
然后你看到了这个人。
And you don't ignore them, but all you say is, go in peace, be warmed and filled.
然后呢，你并不是没有看见他，但是你也没有不理他，你就说，哦，你平平安安的去吧，希望你能够吃得饱，穿得暖。
And in your conscience, you don't feel anything about feeling bad about not doing anything for this individual.
然后在这个良心里面，你好像也没有因着你没有对这个人做任何事情呢而感觉到有内疚。
And this pastor says, basically, you should not only question about your conscience, you should question if you have a living faith at all.
那所以这个牧师就是说，其实如果你要是遇见这种问题的话，你不仅要来质问你的良心，你也要来说你到底是不是有活的信心。
And this is a, I know it's an uncomfortable, challenging question, but a very necessary question that we all have to ask ourselves.
我知道，就是这个问题，如果问你的话，你会觉得不是很舒服，然后也不是很自然，但是这是确实是应该要问的一个问题。
But God does not give a saving faith that doesn't produce fruits.
就是说，神给我们的，让我们可以得救的信心，不是说结不出果子的。
He doesn't give fruitless faith.
他不给我们不结果子的信心。
He doesn't save with fruitless faith.
因为这个不结果子的信心是，他不是用这样来救我们的。
And so, if you are going to disregard the poor and the needy, you cannot claim the Christian faith.
就是如果你不，就是你不照顾那些穷人或者有需要的人，那你就没有这个结果子的信心。
And sometimes some of us we have all the right answers, but answers don't save us.
就是常常呢，我们都有正确的答案，但是呢，这个答案是没有办法使我们得救的。
Sometimes answers don't demonstrate that we are saved.
就是有的时候呢，这个答案不能够来证明我们是有信心的。
That belief is about putting works into action.
然而相信呢，是把我们所信的东西来做出来，才是真正的信心。
And now we move to our second point, which is why is charity so hard?
那我们现在就来看第二个问题，就是为什么就是施舍就是这么困难呢？
It's easy to feel bad. It's easy to feel compassionate.
就是说感觉到同情别人很容易。
It's easy to see a difference. It's easy to distinguish need.
因为就是看这种需要，能够了解到需要，很容易就可以看到了。
But it's hard to be charitable.
然而呢，去做出施舍这样的行为却很困难。
And for reasons why I think it's so hard for us to be charitable.
一般可以说呢，有四个方面的四个方面的原因，让我们对施舍做起来如此的困难。
Sometimes we don't want to look at the problem.
有的时候呢，我们不想看。
Sometimes we don't want to see the needs of others because we're busy feeling envious and discontent and entitled to our own things.
因为呢，我们常常感觉羡慕啊，或者不满足，然后觉得一切都是就是理所当然的，然后我们就把所有的时间精力都放在这个上面，所以我们就太忙了，根本就看不到别人的需要。
We're hungry for more, so when we look at people who have nothing, they might seem invisible to us.
就是因为我们老是想要更多的东西，所以当我们看到有人有需要的时候，我们就看不到了。
Sometimes we don't want to feel sad.
有的时候呢，我们不想去感受到这种痛苦。
We don't want to feel guilty or uncomfortable.
我们不想有内疚或者不舒服。
We don't want to delve deeper into their stories, into the systems of dysfunction, into patterns and inheritance of sin.
因为我们呢，不想花更多的时间去了解这个深层的到底问题出在哪里，我们也就是不想看到因着这个罪，我们在这个一个功能障碍的一个系统里面，我们也不愿意去看这样的模式，我们也不去看因着罪所带来的后果是什么。
And this is grounded in a belief that I think my life should be prosperous. I should be happy. And so I don't want to deal with this because these things make me less happy.
因为我们就觉得，哎，我想过一个更开心的生活。这些东西呢，让我不开心，所以就我的就是我就不愿意看这些事情。
And I just don't want to feel this.
我就不愿意感觉，就是说不愿意有那种不开心的感觉。
The third reason is sometimes we don't do it for the right reasons.
那第三个呢，就是有的时候呢，我们去做，但是不是一个正确的理由。
And we are giving because we wanted to help our pride.
我们有的时候就是给予的时候，我们是因为自己的这种骄傲。
Sometimes we want to make ourselves feel superior over someone.
有的时候呢，我们想觉得就是说我们比别人强。
Sometimes we want to, it feels good to put someone in our debt.
有的时候呢，我们就觉得让别人欠我们，就让我们感觉到挺好的。
And so from an outside level, it looks like charity, but from God's eyes, He knows, and in our conscience, we know, that isn't really charity. We are getting something out of giving them something.
因为就是从表面上好像看是一个施舍的行为，但是神和我们自己都知道这个不是一个施舍的行为，因为我们想从这样的行为中得到一些什么。
And when we look at these three things, it's already very, very discouraging about why charity is so hard.
我们看了上面的三个方面的问题以后，我们已经知道了，就是说为什么施舍是如此的困难。
And the fourth reason is that we don't want to be locked into a relationship of constant charity.
然后第四个就是我们不想被锁在一个固定的这个施舍关系里面。
I highly doubt that none of us have practiced charity.
我当然我不怀疑就是我们有人是愿意做这种施舍行为的。
But I believe that many of us are afraid about constant charity because we're afraid to be locked into a relationship where we're always giving.
然后但是我相信很多的人都面临这样的挑战，就是说我们不愿意就是说有一个固定的不断的这样的施舍的行为，因为我们不愿意被锁定在这样的一个施舍关系里面。
And maybe some of you have given and given, and you felt taken advantage of.
然后因为有些人可能会觉得我这曾经有这样的经历，就是不断的给，然后就觉得好像自己被占了便宜。
Maybe you felt like someone went beyond what is proper, and they were rude, and they asked for too much from you.
或者有时候你就觉得，这个就需要的人呢，他的行为不合适，他要的超过他该得的。
And then you create our own set of beliefs of, I can't do it. Life is too unpredictable. I'm not getting. I have a goal. I have a plan. Everyone has their plan. Hey, I feel bad that he's not on his plan, but you know, I have an agenda and I have a goal, and so why should this person stop me?
然后有的时候，所以到一种程度，你就想放弃了，你就觉得我自己也有目标呀，我也要想做到的事情。这个人的需要让我没有办法达到我的目标了，那就不你就不愿意继续来做这样的事。
And I don't disagree. Sacrifice and charity will cause you to give up some of those goals, some of those comforts, some of those desires to be safe in this world.
我不否认，就是你，因为你要做施舍这样的工作呢，会让你的计划、你想要做的事情被搁置，或者没有办法继续进行。
But when you travel down that road, be careful. There's a cost.
然而，如果你走那条路的话呢，我就提醒你是要付上代价的。
Consciences get seared and numb.
然后呢，慢慢你的良心呢就变得就是麻木了，也枯萎了。
You spend your time and energy creating clever excuses instead of using your energy to help the poor.
然后你的时间呢，就花在时间和精力就花在找一些借口，让你不去做这些慈善的事情，而不是把你的时间和资源用在这个慈善事业上。
You might find yourself suddenly very capable of blaming the needy for their own problems.
然后你就发现你很容易就能够找到理由来怪那些有需要这些穷人。
And what happens when you go down this road is that a lifestyle, not just once or twice charity, but a lifestyle charity is not just hard. You need to be honest with yourself. A lifestyle charity is impossible.
就是 你就可以发现，就是不是说就是做一两次这种慈善事业哈，而是说你要有这个不断的做慈善事业这样的一个生活方式的话呢，几乎是不可能的。
And so how is anyone is able to have any hope to change from a taker to a giver?
那就是说要任何一个人，如果你想要成为一个得到的就是不断得的人，变成一个给予的人，到底要发生一个什么样的变化？
Well, the first thing is to be honest with yourself.
那首先第一条就是要对自己诚实。
You need to be candid and come to terms and admit that we are all takers.
首先呢，你就要自己认识到，我们每一个人其实都是那个要得的人。
We want to consume and consume.
我们愿意不断的花费。
We want to seek our own comfort, our own power, our own agendas.
我们都想要自己舒服，要有自己的能力，然后我们有自己的这个计划和目标。
And what we understand Christ to do for us.Is that when he had everything, he gave up everything for our sake.
所以我们要了解到耶稣做了什么，就是耶稣他有一切，他拥有世界，但是他放弃他所有的，为了我们。
He loved us so much that he interrupted his reign in heaven. He came to experience the humiliation of being in the form of man, of suffering, of dying on the cross and the resurrection for our sake.
就是耶稣基督他拥有世界万物，但是为了我们的缘故，他放弃在天国的主权，然后来到世上，取了我们这个卑微的形象，为我们受苦，然后钉十字架又复活。
He didn't hate us, he didn't despise us, he didn't reject us when he looked at us in our poverty.
当他看到我们在贫穷里面的时候，他没有看不起我们，他没有忽视我们，也没有憎恶我们。
And how do we know we're poor? Because we consume and consume and consume this world, and yet we're still hungry.
我们为什么知道我们是在贫穷里面呢？就因为我们在这个世上，我们不停的消费，不停的消费，但是我们还是不得满足。
And he experienced weakness, and he experienced the full wrath.For our sake, because of sin.
然而他却因着我们的罪呢，他经历了所有的软弱，也经历了所有的这个试探。
And when he looked at the needs around him, he looked upon them with love in their brokenness, and he came to serve.
然而他所因为他因着他眼中所看见的，那他是用爱来反应，他要来拯救我们。
He lived the life that we all should have lived.
那他所经历的生活呢，是我们该有的。
And despite our selfish hearts, and despite our sin, and despite our blindness, he died for us anyway.
尽管因为我们有罪，我们本来是应该被厌弃的，然而他却为了我们的罪呢，经历我们的痛苦，为我们而死。
And so when he does that, and when he was resurrected, he took away all our debts. He took away all of the hostility and brokenness in our relationship with God, so that God can bless us with fullness of life.
那正是因着他所做的，所以他才可以从死里复活，为我们的罪付上代价，那把我们和神因着他的所做的呢。可以使我们与神和好，把我们的罪带走，让我们可以重新跟神来修复关系。
And he was willing to do this, and so this great act of love that he does for us awakens us an ability to see everything clearly now.
那所以就是因着他的他为我们所做的呢，那在爱，他是在爱中为我们所做的，所以让我们可以打开我们的眼睛，可以看见。
And so when James makes he jumps straight to the application, and in his application, he has something very brilliant hidden in that wisdom.
然后雅各呢，就是来讲到了这个神的爱的应用。那他这个应用里面呢，是有非常有智慧的有智慧的建议。
He's speaking to the person who's a taker, who wants to be a giver, but doesn't know what to do. What are the first small steps? What are the baby steps to becoming charitable?
那雅各呢，就是就是告诉那些不断就是是那个不断吸取的人，就说他们想要怎么样变成那个给予的人，他们想要变成给予的人，但是他们却不知道怎么做，所以他就先告诉大家这个怎么样来走这个最开始的第一小步。
And what he's saying here, he goes, he gives in a negative example. He says, don't be like the person who says, go in peace, be warmed and filled, and then move on.
那他在这开始的时候呢，就是说给了一个负面的例子，因为这个人就是说，哦，你就平平安安的去吧，愿你吃得饱，穿得暖。他意思说不要这样做。
Actually, when James says it, there's a certain rhythm and symmetry to the way that he's talking.
那然而呢，就是说当这个雅各这么说的时候呢，其实是有一个反面的一个例子在包含在他所讲的这个例子里面。
And that rhythm and that symmetry of the way he talks actually shows something that is wrong.
那因为他这么用这种方式说的时候呢，用这种语气啊，这样说的时候呢，其实就是看到就是这个人说的做的是不对的。
You can almost picture this person has said this so well that this person doesn't even stop. He knows or she knows how to say this without even stopping and walking by this person.
因为你就可以看到这个人，就是说他看到这个穷人，然而他根本就没有什么反应，就走出去了。
If this is the negative example, then what is James saying you should do?
那如果这是一个负面的例子，那雅各在这里说的什么是你该做的呢？
He's saying be interruptible.
他就是说你要能够被打断。
He says, whether you're a young person in the faith or you've been in faith for a very long time, practice being interruptible.
就是他就说不管你是一个刚刚信主的还是一个长时间认识神很长的时间，你都要做的第一件事情呢就是可以被打断。
Because when you're interruptible, you're saying that whatever you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to go for,is not absolutely necessary because everything that you have from Christ is more than enough.
就是他意思就是说你将要去做的那个事情不是那么重要，因为你所有的一切都是从神而来的。
And when you begin to practice this more and more, what happens is your whole life is laid and surrendered to God.
这就是说你在如果在生命中不断的去实践这样的事情呢，慢慢的你就会成长，你就会看到什么在主里是重要的。
And the reason why the gospel lets you be interrupted is because Jesus faced the greatest interruption, which is death itself.
就是说因为这个福音的真意，就是说耶稣基督其实他所面临的是一个最大的一个被打断，因为他就是就是说他放弃了，就是说他放弃了他的就是当时所在的位置。
Death interrupts our relationships.
因为他所接纳的就是死亡，那死亡呢就让所有的关系都斩断了。
It interrupts our aspirations, interrupts our peace, and interrupts our dreams.
那就是死亡可以把我们的梦想，我们的一切想要的东西都会打破。
And now death doesn't strike us because death struck Christ.
就是说，然而死亡呢不能在我们身上再击打我们，因为死亡击打了耶稣基督。
Only the shadow of death strikes us now.
然而现在只有这个死亡的阴影来击打我们。
And how many of us have ever been wounded by a shadow?
我们有多少人曾经被这个阴影所击打？
That is the kind of protection that Christ provides to us.
那这就是神对我们的保护。
And so if you believe that spiritual fruit and charity is good, if you believe that it is good, and you want to try it out, and you want to experiment and try to give a little, now you don't have to be worried that you'll completely be ruined or you'll be completely you're unraveled because of giving a little. Why? Because you will never be interrupted by the protection of God.
所以这样的话，如果你明白了这个真理，那你就可以很自由的去施舍，因为你在施舍的时候，你永远都不会被这个死亡所打断。
And you begin to see that the spiritual fruit that God gives is eternal fruit, and you would desire eternal things more than temporary things.
然后这样你就会看到你可以经历到你所得到的呢是这个灵里的果子，这个灵里的果子是这个暂时的满足，是没有办法比拟比喻的。这样的话，你就会以天国的好处为念。
And when you see the poor in their need, you begin to have an immense amount of rich energy, hope, and power to really help them, not only in their situation, but to experience that kind of richness from God also.
那你就可以通过这个穷人的需要呢，来激发你的这个要帮助他们，要给他们希望。那这个是从你就可以经历神的大能。
And so when you are faced with a situation, and you're not sure what you should do, and you're wondering, you want to pray to God, what should you do? Ask God, God, can I be interruptible right now?
如果你面临这样的问题的时候呢，那你就要来向神来祷告，来问他该如何去行。
And see how God answers.
看神怎么样来回答。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we pray that you would awaken us to see how Christ was so willing to be interrupted that he didn't even consider it interruption.
亲爱的天父，求你真的是能够打开我们的眼睛，看到我们耶稣，看到爱我们的耶稣基督是如何的愿意被打断。
That he turned the greatest interruption into his purpose and will.
而为了就是你的旨意，他愿意被打断。
And that interruption actually infuses meaning and purpose into all of our interruptions in our lives.
然而，这个却给予我们所面临的任所有的打断最终极的意义。Aid
us to see the depth of your grace and your love in our life.
主帮助我们能够看到，因着你为我们死，在我们生命中对我们的改变。And
allow it to build fruit in us to become more like Christ.
让我们能够结果子，让我们能够更像耶稣基督。And
deepen our understanding and our faith in Christ.
帮助我们在耶稣基督的信仰里面能够继续的成长。And
so allow us to have strength to let go of our wallets tightly and to give and to share.
让我们能够有能力不要紧紧地抓住我们的钱袋，让我们愿意去与人分享。
In Christ's name we pray, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，Amen.